It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Got a call this morning from a lady named Haley who's having a little trouble with her husband wanting to sleep naked, you know, in the same bed. And then the word butt crumbs entered the conversation. You got to wait for this a little bit later on in the podcast. Let's go.
Get out with LPP.
Can you help me?
I want to bring you back to yesterday. We heard from a young woman named Allie, and this is the first time I've ever really heard of this dilemma with OPP. It's other people's problems.
My friend has, you know, like a stockpile of pictures from a long time ago from when she used to date my boyfriend.
But, okay, so let's make it clear. Like, in your text, so this is him sending her pictures of himself when they were going out.
Intimate ones.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so but that was like a long time ago, and it's all, you know, we're good with the situation, but I kind of want her to go and delete those pictures because, you know, I feel like it's still like I want to move forward in the relationship in a serious way and not have that link to that part of the past.
I hate to break it to you, but if he said her pics, they're everywhere.
Yeah, but this is her friend, and it would just be like, I don't think it's a big ask. I think just texting her like, hey, I caught wind that you still have a picture of him in your phone. I know you have so many others to enjoy. Is there any way that you could get rid of it? And hopefully she's a good friend and says yes.
Yeah, like we've already squashed the situation, you know, being not weird. It doesn't cross, you know, that girl code boundary or anything. So I feel like it shouldn't be that big of a deal to ask, like in a nice way, like you said, like, hey, could we just get rid of that picture, those pictures?
Yeah. I do not think that that's a big deal. I honestly think that, you know, if she says no, I'd love to know why she says no. So can you call us and let us know if she says no? I think you should give us the responsibility of finding out why.
I'm really hoping it doesn't go that way because then that would make it really weird. And like, I'm trying to do this out of respect for my man and like the seriousness of where I see us going. And I hope it doesn't go in that direction where it's like a power play where it's like, oh, I've got pictures of, you know. Right.
The way we left it with Allie yesterday was that she was going to reach out to her friend and try and get her to delete these pictures. And for some reason, the feel is that we don't expect her to. Otherwise, she probably would have already. Allie is on line 2 right now. We're going to bring her on next and find out exactly what happened when she reached out to her friend last night. Big question is, did you confront her?
Okay, yes. And so this was really a surprise to me. Like, I sent the nicest text. I was just like, hey, you know, like, I know that, like, as you know, like, we're moving forward and everything is getting pretty serious. Like, thank you for always loving me and supporting me and all of my, like, decisions.
But delete my boyfriend's picture from your camera.
Like,
okay.
Just delete the pictures. Can we just not talk about it? And can you just delete them? And she came back and said that she'd just rather keep the pictures. And why? Like,
that is really weird.
Now it's making it really weird. It's giving me like crazy anxiety. Like,
are you good with us giving her a call? Give us her number off the air and give her. Okay. All right.
This is getting juicy. I'm very into this right now. Let's go. It's been a little bit of a weird morning. So, we talked to a girl named Allie yesterday, who the situation was, and we've never really had this on our show before, but she's dating a guy, and this guy used to date one of her really close friends, and this guy would send that close friend some very intimate pictures of himself that she still has on her phone. So Allie's like, hey, this bothers me. We're kind of getting to that point where we're thinking about our future together, trying to get my friend to get this stuff off her phone. She texts her friend last night, and basically her friend's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to delete your boyfriend's nudes off my phone.
To be honest, that is not the response I was thinking she was going to get. If I had a friend that reached out and said, hey, you know, we're pretty serious. It didn't work out for you. but it makes me uncomfortable. Get rid of it.
So we're like, hey, we're problem solvers around here. Give us Karina's number. We'll call her.
Yep.
So during paparazzi, we called her. She said, absolutely, I'll talk to you guys. So let's just kick it right to it. Why, Karina, won't you get rid of her boyfriend's pictures?
I mean, it's not like a hoarding situation or anything. I just pride myself on having these pictures.
That is crazy. So she texted you is what she said. And she said a lot of nice things and basically kindly asked you to just take his. So if you were down one in your gallery, like, is this throwing you off or are you collecting them?
I can't believe we're talking about this.
What's the reason? We don't know the reason.
Sometimes we have those lonely nights and you need a little inspiration.
Jesus.
Oh my God. You're talking like a male would say something like that. If he had a gallery of boobs or something like that. So you're not willing to budge. You're going to keep his photo in your phone, even though it makes her uncomfortable. This is your friend.
I'm like a hunter. These are all my trophies.
Do you ever have a nickname?
No, I didn't. They just called me by my initials.
Okay.
Through elementary school, middle school. And it's weird because I just started going to lunches with a friend from middle school, high school, and he still calls me that. So that's weird.
So I had the same nickname as my dad. My kids have different nicknames than me. And I was reading this thing yesterday. I don't know. It popped up on one of my feeds. It was called What Was My Nickname? And people were giving examples of their nicknames. I want to see if you can figure it out before we get to our callers here real quick. This one, his name is Paul. He said he was half American and half Chinese.
Okay.
Was his nickname Hong Kong Fooey, Twinkie, or Kung Paul?
I'm going to say Kung Paul.
Kung Paul is absolutely
wrong.
They called him Twinkie, and his explanation was yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
Oh, my God. Only he can say that. We're
right,
not
right?
saying that.
So this was Jenna's. Earlier in life, she was addicted to mac and cheese.
Okay.
So what was her nickname? Was it Mac and Sneeze?
Yeah.
Crafty?
Blue Box?
Or Noodles?
I'm going to say Noodles.
Noodles is right. Yeah,
yeah, that's
nice
cute.
Job.
That's a cute little nickname. I like that.
All right, one more before we get to our listeners. Stephanie said it was the early 90s and my hair was really, really big.
Okay.
Was her nickname Bozo, Shrub, or Q-Tip?
I'm going to say Q-Tip.
Yeah. Nice job.
All right, so, I feel like, okay, so we're going to get their nickname. You give what you think, and then I'm going to give what I think, and we should see who's closer.
Okay, so, hey, Thomas, how are you feeling today, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're really, really doing well. Thank you for asking. So what's your current nickname?
Bushroo.
Say it again.
Bushroo.
Bushroo.
It's a character. Yep, it was actually a character off of
Well, hold on. You can't tell us why.
Okay.
You already blew the bit, numbnuts.
I'm going to say because you have a weird haircut.
I'm going to say because in high school, you were the guy in the locker room that everybody talked about because of a certain feature below your belt.
Nope.
What, do you want to tell us why they call you Bushroo then, Thomas?
I was hanging out with some of my cousins when we were younger, and like I kept spinning around in circles looking for what I needed. And Bushroo is a character that came with like Uncle Scrooge and his three little nephews off DuckTales.
Gotcha. So it's from DuckTales.
Yep.
All right, Thomas.
It's actually Bushroot, by the way.
From now on, when I think of the word anticlimactic, I'm going to think of our time here together this morning, all right?
But I love it. Next time you call, you got to say, what's up? It's Bushroot, and
all
we'll
right.
know.
You're no longer Thomas.
Gotcha.
All right, man. Okay. Have a great morning. Let's try this one more time with a different cadence here. Hi, Leonard. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Well, can we call you Lenny?
We were good until that last call.
People call me Lenny.
Okay, so Lenny, all we want to know is what your nickname is. Don't give us any more information. Other than Lenny, what do they call you?
Headache.
Headache? Oh.
Cat starts smiling right away. She got a devilish grin. So why do you think they call Lenny Headache?
Headache because women always seem to have a headache.
When he's down?
When you're down. down to roll.
I'm going to say they call you Headache because in your younger days, you were the guy at a party that would always like crush a beer can on his head or headbutt a glass window or something like that. Are either of us right?
No, we love you, right?
What's the Headache nickname from then?
I grew up in Texas, little small town. I lived by a barbershop. And you know how people like thump watermelons?
Okay.
I used to ride my tricycle. And at the time that I was growing up, instead of teenagers, we would call them big boys and big girls.
Okay.
So I would run over those guys with my tricycle. They would thump me on the head. And one day, this guy named Chi-Chi heard me tell my grandma that I had a headache.
Yeah.
And they called me Headache ever since.
Now, why did they call him Chi-Chi? Now we got another nickname.
Because in Texas, everybody got a nickname.
I love that.
I like that. I miss that.
We're so boring up here.
He was a little small dude, just like a Chi-Chi bird. Yeah. So we call him Chi-Chi.
So from now on, so now you know the rules. Every time you call our show from now on, you got to go, what's up, guys? It's Headache.
And we'll know.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, okay. Lenny. Thanks for being on the show, man. Have a great morning.
All right, later, man.
Did you see the videos of the New Jersey aftershock after the earthquake?
I did. Yeah, that was crazy. And it was like days later, and then they kept feeling it. So I was in an earthquake when I lived in Guam, and I've talked about that before, and that was very, very scary. It was the island's biggest one that it ever had. And then cut to years later, I was applying for a job in San Francisco, and I remember my mom was in the city and my dad was a helicopter pilot at that time for like emergencies. And I was going in for my appointment for this interview for a job I really wanted. And I remember all of a sudden it just like the ground started shaking and it was so scary because this building was huge. If it were to collapse, I was on the bottom floor.
Oh.
And I don't know what made me like run down into the garage area. Maybe I just thought it was like safer, but I got into this car and I remember this beam from above fell onto the top of the car and these two brothers. Well, first my stepdad was like down there trying to help me out. He left me.
Jeez.
And he made it seem like he was going to come back and he did not come back. So I am like panicking. My legs are stuck. And these two brothers, they hear me and they come to my rescue and they move this beam somehow. I mean, it was hundreds of pounds. They get me out of this car and we are trying to navigate through the city of San Francisco, which is like, I don't know if you remember this earthquake. It was massive. And I finally get to a phone and get a hold of my dad, who's piloting. He's helicoptering around the area, watching
everything.
Oh,
he's in the air during the earthquake.
Yes. And so he's watching all of these buildings go down. My mom was having lunch with a friend at the top of one of these buildings, like this cafe that was at the top. And she is standing there on this balcony, like, how am I going to get down? Everything is cut off. The stairs are cut off. The elevators are cut off. He comes by with his helicopter. That's how cool my dad was. Comes by in his helicopter and he looked a lot like The Rock back then, you know, so like you could tell right away that it was him and he saves her in his helicopter. Aww. Like a hero. Then they're panicked, of course, trying to find me and I'm still running through the streets of San Francisco.
Hold on. I want to hear more of this real quick. Hey, good morning.
Sidewalks are closing up.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. What's up?
Not much. Is Kat talking about San Andreas?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Nice job. Talking $4,000 worth of coulda, shoulda, woulda game Thursday morning. Got to be here at 7:20 during the live show. In the meantime, let's go wrap up the podcast right now.
So I was watching this video, this conspiracy about how Kourtney Kardashian's third child, Rain, is actually Justin Bieber's baby.
Really? I didn't know they were ever together.
I think he's like eight, 9 years old now. But they briefly dated after she was done with Scott Disick for like a minute, right? And that's all it takes.
Does it look like him?
It kind of does. They did like a side by side from when Justin Bieber was around 3-4 years old. Identical.
Really?
Yeah. And so the rumor was with this whole conspiracy video was that Kourtney refused to take a DNA test She said she didn't need one. It was Scott's baby. She knew. But then they did this interview where they said, hey, so you have a third child, Rain. Who's the father? And then Kylie made this face like,
oh, it's a family secret. We can't tell anyone.
Like, I can't believe they're asking you that. And then she said, it is the third child by my ex, Scott Disick, whatever. But to deny a paternity test, I know maybe she's like, it's nobody's business. But have you ever known somebody to have to take a paternity test?
Oh, yeah.
You have known somebody? So I knew one girl that went in and got the results she wanted. And then she did like this big production at the guy's work. Like she went and put like.
She did her own Maury at the guy's place of employment.
She went to Kinko's, copied the test, and then put it on all of his coworkers' desks to show that he had been denying this child. That's it happened when I was living in Fargo. It was one of our sales girls. And she's like, you're not going to deny my child. And went above and beyond.
See,
yeah, it was
to
her
me,
own
that should be left to the courts. I don't know if I'd want to blow somebody up in their workplace. That's and listen, he gets canned because of that. Now, guess what? You ain't got no child support anyways.
Why he shouldn't get canned for something like that.
Well,
you know,
but
it wasn't
why,
his doing.
Why rattle the can at his workplace? I get it. You're a little scorned. He's been cheating you out of some money and everything like that. But when he denied your first child support payment, you should have been with your lawyer at that point.
Yeah. Listen, if you do a woman wrong throughout her pregnancy, it takes a long time for her to forget about that stuff.
Well, you got to also assume then that this guy absolutely knew it was his.
Yeah.
And maybe he didn't. The only other time that I've even known any, well, I know a couple of guys that had paternity tests and they were both negative.
Really?
Like this girl tried to get some money out of them.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm for sure. Like I had a helmet on the soldier when he went into battle.
Yeah.
I for sure am not the baby daddy. And I don't know if the girl or the guy had to pay for, I think the girl paid for it, right, to have the test.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like celebratory, but both the guys I knew were like, of course it wasn't mine. I know you're just trying to get money out of me.
Yeah.
And so it kind of gives that a bad name when you cry wolf, like something like that. Because, I mean, yeah, if it's your kid, you know, do the right thing. Make sure that they're, you know, they get what they need. But when you're trying to extort money from a guy who's not the father of the baby,
yeah,
that's a tough move, too. But I can't agree with the putting a bunch of papers on everybody's desk at work. That's
one of my cousins, actually. He held out from doing the DNA test for a while. And I was like, why would you do that? One, you're going to owe all this back support.
You look guilty.
Go in and just do it. And if it's not yours, move on with your life. Because he was like, it was his.
You hear horror stories about this stuff all the time. And I'm glad I've never been wrapped up in one of these things. It would be, I can't even imagine sitting there and then all of it, somebody tells you, oh yeah, by the way, you have a 4-year-old kid that you owe 4 years of child support on.
We could probably do a half an hour of people calling in with their paternity test stories. He didn't show up. He was guilty. Turns out it was his baby. He owes me thousands of dollars.
The ones that always get me are the ones that, my ex-husband works construction. He gets paid cash or he gets paid Venmo or something like that through all the jobs. And they haven't been able to figure out how much money he makes. So he's cheating
me on somebody.
Oh, I
tracked somebody's Venmo, by the way.
You did?
I do.
Oh, mine?
Why would I track your Venmo?
Sometimes you're very manipulative.
No one has ever used that word to describe me.
Well, somebody marked down the date.
I'd be keeping an eye on somebody.
I'm intrigued. Why do you check somebody else's Venmo?
Because there's some action.
I understand. I get it. I fully get it now. All right. Yeah. I don't want to blow that up.
Radio paparazzi. Artist on our playlist often, Teddy Swims, talks about how he had to transition from playing football to singing. It was a big decision.
Coming into my 11th grade year, I told my mom, like, I don't think I'm going to play football, Mom. I'm 5'7". It's not defensive line. Ain't going to happen, Mom. It's not going to happen. I mean, I was good, you know, but the 6'5" guy next to me is like, he's going to eat me up every time. Eventually, he's going to be able to get bigger. I was capped out as, like, swole as I could probably get at that time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm watching a whole movie.
I guess. All right. It was a boy or a girl for Lala Ken.
It's pink. Can't wait for this girl to come.
Is it pink? What?
Aww.
Here I am, to just be with females.
That is so cute. So she did that on Amazon Live, and I really like Lala Kent. I think that what you see is what you get. I value those kind of people, and she's like hard to look at. She's that beautiful. But her thing is, she had a baby with Randall, the guy that was like the casting couch guy, you know, in Hollywood. And he would lure girls in, make them do stuff. He was like the Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, wow.
But like poor man's Harvey Weinstein. So she had a baby with him, and now she's got this custody thing. And she's just having a hard time. Now my baby is going to be gone half the time. So now she went through surrogate and made her own baby. And now it will be all hers. Jenny McCarthy on the Kelly Clarkson Show talks about, you know, she didn't always have eyes for her husband, Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids.
I grew up in a very Catholic family.
Yeah.
And I was very scared of anything bad. And Donnie seemed like the real bad boy growing up. He had the motorcycle. So I kind of lead more toward Jonathan.
Wait, that's why I liked Donnie.
Ugh. I'm going to go for the good boy. So I was more of like a jungle.
Any faster than I already am? Oh my God.
Thanks for letting us roll with you. Always being open to you coming on the radio and talking about your issues. We welcome Haley to the show this morning. And when we saw your, I think it was a DM or a text, I said, we got to get this girl on the show because Kat instantly got cringy about this. So tell everybody what you were saying.
My husband has decided that to go to bed sleeping naked now.
Okay.
I think he thinks it's freeing for him. And to me, I just think that is disgusting. And
same.
I'm just like, I don't want it to be, I don't know. It's like, you know, being intimate is one thing, but like for you to just be like, I'm just going to sleep naked every night. I can't do that. I just imagine.
Well, what are you afraid of? Like, you're afraid you're going to go to turn over and your hand's going to go up his butt or what? I mean, like, what's your fear here?
It just is so gross.
Or things coming out of his butt. Like, I don't know. It's disgusting.
Girl, I'm with you. You do not.
I think it's unhygienic.
Yeah. You don't have to explain anything to me. I feel like JJ would naked sleep any night of the week.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this. My wife has never had a problem with me naked sleeping.
I would have a big problem.
I'm a very clean human. I scrub the dumpster where I need to. And I think maybe just a quick conversation with him saying, hey, a quick shower before bed. I think you'd probably find this to be quite likable.
Would you be okay if he did shower and clean completely before he hopped into bed? Is it just like an all day butt crack getting into bed that gets to you?
Yeah, it's more that.
Yeah.
Like, see, I wouldn't even mind, like, see, I want to make a compromise. Like, you just wear your underwear.
Yeah.
Or something like
He's
that.
He's not
you know?
Digging it.
That would make me feel more comfortable.
So let's do this. Is anybody else, and I'll put you on hold for a second, Haley. Would anybody else dealing with something like this? Or are you maybe just both naked sleepers all the time? I mean, I think we can all agree it's much more gross for a guy to crawl in naked than it is for a lady, right?
No, I would say the other way around.
Really?
I don't know.
3 weeks a month. I'd say it's one way.
Oprah said that it is so healthy for females to sleep naked or at least have no underwear on for a certain amount of time every single day, like let things air out and breathe and stuff. But
well,
I just think of the butt crumbs and I don't know. It's just not for me.
Morning, guys. Welcome into the Playhouse. Hello, Amy, who said anyone farts and the sheets might get freckled.
Yuck.
It's a good way of putting it.
That is all that I see when she called to tell us that her husband loves to sleep naked and she just can't handle it. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Haley is not about the hubby sleeping naked. Heather, you got ideas on this? Are you guys good with the naked sleeps?
I have slept naked for years, more recently in clothing, but I do sleep without underwear on. Just, you're right, it is very freeing. And not only that, but then you don't get the underwear in the creases that hurt in between your legs. So it's just kind of time for your body to heal from that, from wearing them all day. My husband does not sleep naked, but if he were to, it's totally fine with me. We are able to wash sheets if they have issues. Not a big deal. You clean them anyway. We shower. It's fine with me.
So you think that if people aren't okay with sleeping naked, basically it's their own hygiene issues?
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean,
you got a nightly shower situation before you climb into bed, I'd be a little bit more open to it. But if it's after a long day of moving and friction and sweating and wherever else my mind goes.
Now, I get when Kat's uncomfortable about this, because I don't know, Heather, if you've heard the stories about, you know, when Derek just doesn't wipe well. And I mean, yeah, you want to love somebody.
It's not the wiping well. It's the accidents throughout the day. So I think we can... I think he wipes well.
He's a grown ass man. Well, and he's mentioned before about how he's a little bit of a flicker on the wipe when he got it on the shower curtain the one time.
Yeah.
And you know, you just kind of want to avoid all of that. So I get it. If you have a no.
Thankfully, we stay on our own side of the bed, so if your side of the bed is nasty, that's on you.
Okay. Are you like me? Do you have the pillow barrier? Do you have the no crossy crossy?
He does sleep with a pillow under his arm, so it is usually in between us.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Well, yeah, you don't always have to worry about the poke, then, you know what I mean, just in case. So, all right, all right, fair enough. Thanks.
Put me in a dream sequence, would you? Women sleep worse than men do due to their body clocks running 6 minutes faster. Okay, So if you feel as a female that you are experiencing, and we have a coworker here in sales that has severe insomnia and dealing with it right now, that would be really frustrating. Like when you're tired, your body's tired, you just want to go to bed. But the study found that women are 60% more likely to experience insomnia more than men. Last night could not get barely a wink of sleep because I was having terrifying nightmares. I need to stop scrolling on Facebook before I go to bed.
That's
because
a good idea.
I watched a video about how wolf spiders are actually good. Let them live because they eat the brown recluse and the black widows and other gross insects that try to get into your house. Let them be. And then I had a nightmare that they were taking over my house and none of the guys in my family were helping me. They were like, you're on your own. And they were falling off the ceiling.
That's not a nightmare. That's probably reality,
that
man.
That would be reality. They were hitting my forehead. It was horrible.
Oh, last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo, what bingo?
Bingo.
Bingo.
All right, so I do have to put the phones on hold for a second. You can't get through right now until you hear what both of us are looking for with listener bingo this morning. Kat is looking for the first person to call. Maybe you're somebody listening who...
who only reads smutty books, like JJ's wife always orders those. But did you know that there is a ChatGPT man called Dan that will get you super excited.
Picture this, a dimly lit room, leather furniture, and the sound of soft jazz playing in the background. I'm dressed in a sharp suit, leaning back in my chair with a glass of whiskey in hand. And in front of me, there's someone who's willing to do anything to please me.
What are you gonna do to me?
And that's for me to know and you to find out. But trust me, it'll be a night you won't forget.
Wasn't that a fifth grade comeback?
What are you gonna do
that's,
to me?
No, that's for me to know and you to find out.
That was not
or was that Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, I know you are, but what am I? Never mind. Got it wrong. But you only read smutty books. Your mind is always kind of dirty when you're reading.
I thought this was a bigger thing when, like at the grocery store, there were all those books with Fabio on the cover.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was still a thing until my wife gets pretty protective of her iPad sometimes. And I'm like, what are you
doing? Oh, no, I was reading some of hers on the plane.
Said, what's going on here, right? The plane is the worst spot to be doing that, by the way, because you can't just bothered. I'm going to look for anyone listening who has been shot. And tell us about it. How did it happen? Was it a violent situation? Was it an accident? But you were legitimately shot with a gun, a rifle, a pistol. Caitlin, who's going to get the bingo this morning?
Kat.
Oh, you're a dirty girl.
You got to be left alone a few hours a day, or do you, like, disguise the outside of your
book? I'm totally fine. Yeah, I'm totally fine just reading it in front of anybody and everybody with just a straight face on.
Do you think about the plot throughout the day? Like
I read a lot throughout the day because I have a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that.
What's
been one that, like, really revved your engine? What's it called?
There's so many. Probably the Chestnut Springs series. That was really good.
Googling?
Now, are you using these for just pure, like, entertainment, or is it inspiration?
Both.
Wow. And who's
they have some good ideas in there.
Yeah. Dang, the men on the cover. This ain't your mama's Fabio. These are like Hot men. Holy cow.
Now, is there, do you have a spouse, a boyfriend, girlfriend, something like that?
No. Just single as can be.
Just you and whatever's in the drawer, huh?
Me and all my book boyfriends.
Okay.
God. Listen to this. I don't need a GD babysitter, especially one with skin-tight jeans, a sexy smirk, and a mouth that can't stop running. A mouth I can't stop thinking about. That's flawless.
And this is
a
snapshot into Caitlin's day several times a day. You'll start flipping through these pages.
Good for you.
Yeah, I just, whip out my Kindle. It's very discreet because you can't see the cover, so no one really knows what I'm actually reading, except for people who know me.
Caitlin, you seem to be shifting around in your chair quite a bit. She's like, no, it's the Wall Street Journal online. It really is, I swear to God.
Read away.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the one you're currently reading? Can you tell us?
It's called Own Me. It's the fifth book in the Wolf Hotel series.
Love it.
You seem so well schooled on all these. Now, last question, because I think when my wife reads these, I think it's a few bucks a download. Are you like an unlimited club member, or are you paying $4 or $5 per book?
I am a Kindle Unlimited member, so I think it's like $12 a month, and there's like thousands of books that fall under the Unlimited. And then if there's a book that I want to read that I have to pay for, I'll just buy it, and then I get to own it instead of having to return it.
Then you can read it a whole bunch of times.
Stay on hold. I got some websites that are free.
Okay,
we'll talk to you later.
Caitlin, thanks for sharing with us. Go back to your book and whatever naughty ideas you have. Have a great morning.